Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today. I scheduled Dr. Lucha for the final segment of the show so we could take a load off, so to speak. We've got Crown Jewel coming up on Friday. It's all everybody's talking about. John Cena's off the show. Daniel Bryan is off the show. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles did their championship match on SmackDown last night. And afterwards, Samoa Joe ran in and attacked AJ Styles. AJ demanded the match for Crown Jewel. So Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, now AJ Styles, Samoa Joe coming up on Friday. And then today, the hits just keep on coming. While no official announcement has been made, a notable name now being advertised for Crown Jewel, WWE's events page for Friday's show now lists Hulk Hogan among the featured superstars. The events page has also been updated to reflect the changes that were made on this week's television, with Bobby Lashley replacing John Cena in the World Cup tournament and Samoa Joe replacing Daniel Bryan in the WWE title match. Names listed on the show: Lesnar, Strowman, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Kane, Randy Orton, Joe, AJ, Lashley, Kurt Angle, The Miz, Jeff Hardy, Rey Mysterio, Seth Rollins, and Hulk Hogan. In an interview with the Orlando Sentinel last week, Hogan indicated he would be appearing at Crown Jewel. He says he was looking forward to going to Saudi Arabia with the WWE, looking forward to WrestleMania. Moving forward at a rapid pace, he said. He was reinstated to the Hall of Fame in July, met with the WWE locker room at Extreme Rules. He addressed the situation. He apologized for the racist diatribe that was made public, led to him being fired by the company in 2015. Then they did nothing with him because the apology didn't go over well. And as of this exact moment, he has been removed from the event page for Crown Jewel. All I can tell you is a couple of days ago, it was actually Monday, it was Monday during the first segment of Raw, I was told, very good chance that Hulk Hogan is going to be added to Crown Jewel as a make-good. And today he appeared on this page, but now he's not on this page. What does all of this mean? We'll talk about that on the show today, plus all of the news and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hulk Hogan may or may not be going to Crown Jewel. He was put on the event page, surely not by accident, and then he was taken off the event page. So I don't know if they put him up there and then a lot of people got upset about it. I don't know all of the details. I wasn't there in the meeting when Hulk Hogan went backstage at Extreme Rules and apologized to everybody, but I do know that there were people that were upset about it. And I seem to recall that the New Day were not thrilled, and the New Day are going to Saudi Arabia. And so I suppose it's possible that Hogan's name was put up there and somebody complained and then he's not going. But I don't know what's going on, okay? I only know that he was on the page. Now he's off the page. I know that I was told Monday that he might be added because of all of the changes that were being made with Cena and Daniel Bryan and everything like that. Now he was on, then he was off. Let me see what happens there. Daniel Bryan for sure is off. They did the match last night on SmackDown. AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan. AJ tapped him out clean in the middle with the calf crusher. And then Samoa Joe ran in. Samoa Joe is now facing AJ at Crown Jewel. And again, I really don't know what any of this means, but I've got a lot of texts asking about Daniel Bryan tapping out clean in the middle of the ring. And this person here says, it was a great match. By no means am I suggesting it was buried, but do you think that WWE having Bryan tap last night was punishment for his decision not to go to Saudi Arabia? This seems like your typical freaking out question, but he tapped out in the middle of the ring in the first match.
How about a trade-off?
Hold on. Let me just say this.
Good.
If they were going to have another match at Survivor Series, there's no way that Daniel Bryan should be tapping out to AJ Styles in the middle of the ring. So
maybe they're not.
My gut is that Samoa Joe may be winning that title on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Three-way.
Well, I didn't even know if you need to do a three-way. Just do a singles rematch.
You may not. Tapped. Yeah. Absolutely, you could. But if you wanted to spice it up, and you could throw it with a three-way. Again, I don't know what direction they're going to go with Daniel Bryan after this anyway. But, I mean, I don't think that's a burial. I think that's a trade-off. Now, if next week Daniel Bryan loses dead square in the middle of the ring to, you know, whoever, and then it happens the week after that, and he is made to look foolish and on and forever and ever, then okay, you got a burial going. But for right now, he didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. He was, you know, announced on the show. He was in this match with AJ Styles for the title. He didn't want to go. Okay, you got to get out of it. Beat him square in the middle of the ring, makes AJ look good, and Joe lurks in the shadows, as Joe does, and he lays out both guys who still remain fan favorites. To me, it's the best way out of this thing. Again, I know for a lot of people it would be some sort of schmoz at the end and Joe lays them both out, but really, does that really benefit anyone either?
I think the idea is, though, also that if they're doing Joe and AJ at Crown Jewel, I mean, the fans don't know that Daniel Bryan doesn't want to go to Crown Jewel. They only know that they had a match and AJ won. So if you do a screw job finish in that match, if Daniel Bryan doesn't lose clean in the middle, then fans are going to expect they do a rematch on Friday. So you have to have a definitive finish in this match so the fans aren't expecting him to go. The feud's over. He lost clean in the middle of his championship match. Then you can go with Joe versus AJ at Crown Jewel. Although, you still could have done that anyway. Even if you would have had some sort of screw job finish and Joe attacks AJ afterwards, AJ can still demand this Friday, I want Joe. I finish my business with Daniel Bryan later. I want Joe on Friday. They could have done that, but they didn't. They beat him clean in the middle. So we'll see what that means over the coming weeks. A couple of other news notes, and we'll go to the phones and such. Renee Young is heading to Crown Jewel on Friday. Pro Wrestling Sheet reported she was going to be allowed to go to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. Dave Meltzer confirmed she is heading to the event. Pro Wrestling Sheet said the process started in September when Young joined the commentary team on a permanent basis. WWE has yet to announce the broadcast team for the event. I was told
they exploited leukemia. Wait till this.
I was told that the announced team, if I can find it here, that's the Raw announced team. Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Renee Young. So that was the word as of yesterday. Women were not allowed to compete or be on the broadcast team at the Greatest Royal Rumble. Nor did Stephanie McMahon or Michelle Wilson even go. There was controversy. The Saudi General Sports Authority actually apologized for a commercial that aired on the show featuring a number of female WWE talent wearing their ring gear, which they considered indecent. I guess, quite frankly, it depends on whose ring gear they showed. But anyway, Crown Jewel
Sasha Banks
is coming up on Friday.
It was Sasha Banks that I think was the trigger point for people.
So the full card for Friday, Triple H, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker and Kane, Strowman versus Lesnar for the title, AJ versus Samoa Joe. We got the finals of the World Cup. We have the Lashley, Seth Rollins, and Kurt Angle, Dolph Ziggler, Jeff Hardy and The Miz, Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton. And we also have Cesaro and Sheamus versus The New Day for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Based on SmackDown last night, where The Miz got pinned by Rey Mysterio. Actually, it was pinned by Jeff Hardy. I think that what we're going to see here is Miz beating Hardy, Rey beating Orton, Rey going to the finals on one side, and then I don't know what they'll do on the other side. I still think it should be Kurt Angle beating Ziggler, Rollins beating Lashley, Angle versus Rollins, Angle wins, Angle versus Rey in the finals, Rey wins. We'll see. That's my thoughts right there. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. It's Jack. I wanted to say something that I noticed about the Women's Revolution pay-per-view. I don't know if you noticed this or anybody noticed this. I haven't heard it talked about. I think it was Michael Cole that said something, Charlotte match, about how Becky has this new cult following.
Yes.
You know, and I thought it was funny because I hadn't heard it mentioned before. And I mean, that must be a pretty rich cult following to buy 95% of the seats at every SmackDown and pay-per-view. But it's funny that they're just starting to acknowledge it. I think maybe that they're going to start to work it into the script a little bit, maybe set the seats for a turn. But
well, you have to.
Well, then they've spun it up a lot, too. I mean, that's also the broadcast where they decided to come up with the creation that how do you walk away from your friend when her father's sick? It's like, wait a second. When the hell did Becky ever walk away when Ric Flair was sick when all this was going on? It was Charlotte who stuck her nose in.
I think you got to remember, though, like with Roman Reigns, I mean, he was booed, and it's not like you can pretend he wasn't being booed. I mean, they tried to push him as a babyface. They tried to talk about how popular it was, but it wasn't like he didn't do promos and acknowledge that he was being booed. I mean, the Becky thing, it's so obvious that every building she goes to, she's getting cheered. They're not going to come out and say, well, you know, we were wrong about this. So what they have to do is create the story that, well, you know, she was hated, but now she's got a cult following. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. But they got to come up with something. That's what they came up with. Her cult following. Mm. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, don't know. I mean, it's not breaking news or anything, but don't know if you saw it or not, but I guess TMZ followed some of the wrestlers on the way to in the airport to Saudi Arabia. And Mysterio, Orton, Sheamus, Hardy and stuff. And they interviewed Orton. They caught Orton and interviewed him about the Saudi tour and about Cena and Brian backing out. And it's already hit the websites. It said that Franny said, does Cena still wrestle?
Well, he does kind of.
Yeah, he just kind of like just really blew it off. It sounded like he was kind of a little bit mad about it. I don't know, but it was still, and it was kind of funny at the time. But yeah, about the Becky thing, I mean, it's. Do you think they're eventually going to turn her face again, eventually, like they probably normally would do?
Hey, I thought they were going to turn her heel like the pay-per-view after SummerSlam, and they didn't. So, I mean, eventually I'm sure she's going to go back babyface again, but if they haven't done it by now, I don't know what they're waiting for. We're going to head to a break, everybody. We got more when we come back. Dr. Luch in the final segment of the show, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A couple of things here. First off, I am told that the finish from SmackDown last night was the Crown Jewel finish. So, looks like no big plans for Daniel Bryan throughout the rest of the year. He just won a tournament, won a championship match at Crown Jewel, and didn't want to go to Crown Jewel, so he had his match on SmackDown. They had a finish, and AJ Styles moves on. Now, this person here says, Brian, you seem to be disregarding the chance of Miz winning the World Cup, moving on to Styles for the WWE Championship. I think it will be Rollins and Miz in the finals, with Ambrose costing Seth the win. Yes, I am disregarding that. I don't think that Miz is going to win. Miz and AJ Styles for the WWE World Championship. I'm sorry, that does not excite me in any way.
Wait, it's the last quarter of the year. It's not like this will be the Royal Rumble. If this is
it's Survivor Series.
If this is just a way to wind out the year, is that's the worst thing in the world?
I don't think they're bringing back Rey Mysterio and then having Miz challenge AJ for the title at Survivor Series.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
What's the point? What do we bring Rey back for?
Don't we ask this about a lot of guys after a while?
Okay, here's a question, everybody. Where has Miz been on the SmackDown card over the last month, and where has Rey Mysterio been? Rey Mysterio's been in every main event on SmackDown, if I recall correctly, since he came back. They're going to the World Cup. It's the World Cup. We're talking about a Saudi prince here who wants a bunch of guys from the 90s and early 2000s. And of those, I'm pretty sure in his eyes, a bigger star is Rey Mysterio than The Miz. And I'm not saying they book for the guy, but I can very easily see Rey winning this tournament, getting a shot at AJ Styles. You guys don't want to see a Rey Mysterio-AJ Styles match? You'd rather see AJ Styles in The Miz? Raise your hand, everybody.
I don't think anybody is saying. I'm just saying there are worse things in the world if they decide to go in that direction.
Not many. Looking at this tournament.
That's like, give it to Kurt, please.
Well, it's not going to be Kurt.
I wish it was.
Because they made it very clear on SmackDown last night that if a SmackDown person does not win the World Cup, that person's fired. If they go to the finals and don't win, they're fired. So, unless they're doing a firing storyline with one of those four guys, Miz, Hardy, Rey, or Randy.
Give Jeff some time off?
I mean, one of them's winning. They could fire Jeff, but, I mean, Shane McMahon's supposed to be a babyface, so he's going to go out there and fire Jeff Hardy because he didn't win the World Cup? I think Rey's winning, everybody. Let's go to the phones.
Randy will finally rip through that ear.
You're on the air. What's going on?
Jim, this is Jim from Virginia.
Hi, Jim. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I noticed some indie women's wrestling news that said that Tessa Blanchard and Harlow O'Hara have signed with the Women of Wrestling, WOW. Those are the ones that are going to start coming on Axe TV, I think.
Oh, Jim, you're behind the times, baby. We had Tessa on the show like a month ago talking about this.
I must have missed that, but like I said, when are they going to start coming on Access TV?
I think it's January.
January, okay. And I watched SmackDown last night. I thought Becky's promo was really good. What did you think of it?
She's very good. She's a very good talker. She's a very good wrestler, and she's a great champion right now. She got a new shirt, I Am the Man.
I wondered if it said woman or man.
It's definitely I'm the Man.
I couldn't tell it. Okay. Now,
that's a great shirt.
Question.
That's a great shirt.
You can sell it to women. You can sell it to men.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it to anybody.
Or should put Who's Your Daddy on it.
It's not a bad one either.
Now,
big sun energy.
Got a quick question. Who is the greatest women's wrestler of all time?
Trish Stratus, Hobbs.
Oh, get out of here.
She's up there. I love Trish Stratus. No, I mean, like, seriously, Jim, I mean, that's a hard question because of eras and everything else. I mean, Penny Banner.
Well, somebody asked that on my Facebook page the other day. I just wondered what y'all thought.
I mean, Byers. I mean, with the women like Mildred Booker and June Byers.
Well, Manami Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
she outranks June Byers.
Well, I mean, you're going to get the old heads that will talk about the lore and their grappling ability and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, Manami Toyota, Akira Hokuto, you know, even though her career was a little bit shorter, you know, both of those women and a lot of those women in All Japan women's of that time period, they probably are going to be the ones that rank out. But obviously, we've got a new generation of women and athletes that are in the business now. So it's tough to really kind of narrow it down to one. It all depends on what you like and what style you like.
As far as Nier says, winner of the tournament doesn't need to get a title shot since Survivor Series is next and we're likely getting Styles versus Strowman. Then we can get The Miz at TLC. We're not going to get The Miz winning this tournament. Do I need to make a monetary bet right here?
What if Miz doesn't win the tournament but still gets the title shot?
I mean, that can always happen. They got to give title shots to people, but Fred says they would be setting up Miz and Bryan for WrestleMania by Miz beating Styles for the WWE title. Miz already said he'd be next up for the WWE title after Crown Jewel. Yeah, he's doing a promo because the winner of the World Cup gets a championship match. Actually, I don't even know if the winner of the World Cup gets a championship match. Ray is a face. Bryan, AJ needs a heel guy to feud with. Oh, like Bryan? There's another one. I rather would see Miz versus AJ than AJ versus Ray. So there's a guy for you, Mike. This person says, I think Miz and Angle go to the finals. Miz loses, gets fired from SmackDown, and moves to Raw.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Why?
Because Miz is an A-lister. He's falling for the gimmick here. Okay. Person says, I don't think any world title contenders will come out of Crown Jewel since Survivor Series will be World Champ versus Universal Champ. Well, yeah, we still have TLC coming up. So we got to do that. Morally, or I don't see any reason for Hulk Hogan to make an appearance at Crown Jewel. I can see him being in the back, but any sort of in-ring segment would not be wise, morally or even business-wise. I'm sure they're gravely concerned about... Give me a break.
As soon as Hogan announced that, it was like, you got like, you know, people like, yeah, how could this be worse? Like, you know, a 10-bell salute to Benoit was what some one person said. I'm thinking like, maybe after the Crown Jewel event, they'll actually debut like Zahorian MD or something like that. Like, it's almost like, well, we've already said this is for the money. We've debased ourselves and we know this is a hot mess. So we're just going to like pile it all on at one time. It's almost like trolling.
Spurs says, why do they want them to turn Becky? Did they not see that great babyface run that Bayley had last year? Well, there's no guarantee that just because she's a babyface, they're going to treat her like Becky. Or like Bayley. Becky had a great babyface run. Then they gave her the title and turned her heel. Spurs notes, Joe and Strowman can meet and then win the title. Joe and Strowman can win the titles and then meet at Survivor Series. Yeah, you could do that. I was thinking that last night when Joe was killing everybody. I was like, I want to see Joe and Strowman. That'd be awesome.
Did they have a good match, or was it disappointing? Did they have the good one?
Joe and Strowman?
Or was it Joe and Lesnar had the good one?
Joe and Lesnar.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, that's right. So Joe and Strowman was a little disappointing then, from what I remember.
This person here says, Samoa Joe wins a title on Friday, holds it for a while. Conquering babyface Daniel Bryan beats Joe at WrestleMania to complete his comeback journey. The story writes itself. Well, write it in your brain. Oh. Because I don't know if you're getting to get that story next year. Listen, I think they're going to be... I just don't see them going all the way with Daniel Bryan. He was retired for 3 years. And he scratched and clawed his way into getting a doctor to clear them and them to go along with it. Like, whether or not he passed whatever tests he had to pass to get clearance to wrestle again, this guy's had like a dozen concussions or more. Like... they're going to use him, and they're going to push him, and maybe he'll get another title run someday. But I'd be very, very surprised if they just built everything around him again. It's too much of a risk. He'd probably even say that.
Well, do you put him then in that situation in a John Cena-type position over the last couple of years where it's a high profile, it's a shiny match, but still, you know, you can say he's in one of the 6 main events that they advertise
on
the show?
Yeah, that's kind of what they're doing with him right now.
Because people that didn't like the Miz and Maurice and stuff with he and Brie, it's like, well, in a way, you know, he's shining and there's a segment of people that like this and they love doing this stuff. It's not, but as far as the wrestling goes, that they didn't like that. So it's like, if he's in one of those positions where the match is really shiny, but doesn't mean a whole lot, you know, at the end of the day, are people going to be okay with that?
Spurs says, tell Mike it was Carmella that was shown on the screen, not Sasha. It was her in her leotard.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember that one.
Insanity.
Not if you saw that leotard.
Well, it's her and R-Truth. Are we gonna have dancing? It's unfortunately no dancing in
Dude,
Saudi
they're my
Arabia.
Favorite act in WWE right now.
She is so great.
And two months ago, I was going to quit that show altogether if she had one more main event. Now they're my favorite.
Well, that's it. She didn't need a title. She didn't need that. Her personality is fantastic. She's great at what she does. Wrestling right now is not that thing. So utilize her to her strengths. Now, I wish she can do a little more than just stand there with the mic. But this is fantastic as far as the act goes with R-Truth.
Person says, based on the format, it's likely we'll get Braun or Brock versus Joe or AJ at Survivor Series. Nakamura versus Rollins, Becky versus Ronda happening. Yes, that is what we're going to get. The winner of the World Cup can get a championship match at any time. They could get on SmackDown. They could get it at TLC. They're already announcing TLC matches. Braun and Drew has been announced for that show in local advertising. So they've got to have a challenger for AJ. And if AJ is wrestling... All right, let's say that AJ retains a title. He's wrestling Braun Strowman at Survivor Series, okay? It's Raw versus SmackDown. Who does he face at TLC 3 weeks later? We're just going to randomly do a battle royal and the winner gets a shot at AJ? Or do you say, hey, Rey Mysterio, the winner of the World Cup, is getting the shot at AJ at TLC? That's the easy way to do it. Yeah, you can do it the hard way. You can do it the stupid way. Or we could do it the easy way. I always go with the easy way. Let's get Dr. Lucha on the show. Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. And we are not talking about Crown Jewel. The Doctor of Lucha is joining us here today. And we got a lot of stuff from Mexico to talk about here, including, yes, Dia de la Muertes, where all of the losers drag to hell.
The smoke and burning and gnashing and wailing of teeth from hell. It's coming up in just 48 hours.
Holy smokes. Why is it not today?
It is today because today is the 31st, and that's Halloween in the U.S. But Dia de Muertos,
I see,
November 1st, person.
Dumb American. Apologize.
In Mexico.
Dumb half Mexican here.
Wrong half here, buddy.
In Mexico. Although, because their main show of the week is Friday, it's probably closest to November 1st each year.
Sure, exactly.
I love this show.
What do we got coming up? Do we got big names?
Very interesting main event, because we've got, like, Pentagon, or Penta El Cerro Miedo, and Rey Fénix are in the main event. The Ultimo Guerrero is in the main event on the opposite side, I think. But Ultimo Guerrero is there, and it's, it just for a background, for a setup, for those people who aren't familiar with the show. In honor of Dia de Muertos, CMLL puts on a special show each year, and it's as close as possible to the actual day of a very important holiday in Mexico, a religious holiday, not a federal holiday. They will generally have the people in the top matches. It used to be everybody, but now the people in the top matches dress in special costumes, which are normally very symbolizing death, destruction, and the sorts of things you would expect to find for somebody who had been burned or killed or mutilated. It used to be a little more kid friendly, and people would bring their actual kids to the ring with them, but they've gone away from tying it into Halloween, and they've gone much more into the dark side. In the last 3 years, they've had wrestlers and or security guards at ringside painted up as demons to carry away the losers out the side door under the guise of dragging them to hell.
It's a very serious stipulation.
Yes, and Michael Elgin will be in this main event as well, and it's a puzzle, because we figured his cycle of working in Mexico was kind of done when they did the International Grand Prix and a singles match with Ultimo Guerrero. He kind of done the cycle. There weren't any, big things. Plus, he's got no mask and no hair, so there's not really a major stipulation match you could do with him. But he has been brought back for this show. So he's in the main event, too. And it's in addition to what I expect to be a really good match because of the people involved, it's the funnest show of the year in Mexico, and it's one of the most fun shows nationally. You know how New Japan has the Fantasticomania shows, which are, you can tell, they're breathing out, they're exhaling. They're not trying to do the most serious sportsmanship of any professional wrestling promotion in the world, and they're not trying to kill each other's bodies on every single tour. They're relaxing and having fun with it. And similarly, in Mexico on Friday night, the show on Friday night, they're relaxing and they're having fun with it. The winners and losers of the matches, except for there is one title at stake, but other than that, the winners and the losers aren't so much as it is just, it's just an entertainment show. And I think it delivers on that.
So have you ever heard of an American wrestler who just, one of their career goals was, I just want to work this show and be dragged to hell afterwards?
Not yet. I mean, I've heard of Daniel Bryan, and earlier in his career, I've heard of Chris Jericho, who were interested in working the anniversary show. But
Bryan still wants to do an anniversary show.
Much more prestigious.
Yeah.
Much more prestigious, and is a much more serious goal. I mean, that's a bucket list goal. This is just an entertainment goal, and I'm not particularly sure that even the guys in Mexico are that anxious to work the show. They just have a lot of fun when it comes up.
Filthy Tom Lawler would do that show and be happy to be dragged to hell.
Sure, I'd do it.
And they're stronger in the past, but Lucha Vavoom has done Halloween shows that are fairly similar. This one will be cleaner on Friday night. I mean, it'll be more family oriented. But they've done shows in Incredibly Strange Wrestling out of California back in its day. 15, 20 years ago, used to do shows like this too. I mean, there have been efforts to do this in the U.S. or specifically in California, but this is a major promotion doing a major show and just throwing, one big entertainment spectacle. The women who dance at ringside will be all dressed in in really odd costumes, very pretty women, you know, with very ugly face paint and stuff like that, with, you know, the skeletal teeth and stuff like that. It should be, for those who haven't seen it, it is definitely worth seeing. Now, one adviso, the CMLL also repeats this show with different wrestlers on its Sunday and Tuesday shows. And every year, those are always major disappointments. The guys are really just going through the motions on those two shows. They're kind of like doing the gimmick for those people who can't make a Friday show due to their work schedule or whatever. The Friday show is the main one where the guys do dress up and really put in the extra little effort for a bigger show.
So we had
we're hoping it will be a debut match. As we close up on this topic, there is a King of the Hell match. The King of the
King
Hell,
of the Hell.
Hell last year was crowned Sansón, the son of Sin Caras, the new Dinamitas, was crowned as the first King of Hell, and he's wrestling a guy who's a novato in his first or second year called Templario, which is interesting because Templario is a rudo, and Sansón normally, being a rudo himself, works against technicos. So I'm not quite sure how having two very young rudos work with each other is going to translate, but they'll probably have a pretty good match. And Templario is considered a first round draft pick type of talent for the future. So that's going to be the semifinal, and that's the one match that has some stipulation to it.
So we had the big Heroes Inmortales show on Friday of last week, where Jeff Jarrett did in fact get shaved bald.
Can you believe it? It took 10 years to get his hair cut out of him. And they had long since gone past the point where it was, where the feud was just red hot. There was a point where they had done a big angle on LA Park, and they had placed him after the match, after they had beaten him senseless, Jeff and Karen and whoever Jeff was working with in the night, they had placed him in a chair and put like a cigarette and tequila in his hand and stuff like that, and dressed him up as a typical gringo depiction of a drunk Mexican. And it was just, the feud was red hot then, and they should have gone ahead and had the match, and they never did. That was at least 5 years ago. And now they finally had the match this last week against Dr. Wagner Jr. And Dr. Wagner and Jarrett hadn't really been feuding all that long. It's just that they set up Wagner to win because he's scheduled to be in next year's Triple Mania main event. So they're giving him, you know, a big win. It didn't work out too well. The match didn't draw. The card didn't draw. And the match, the people who were there were into the match, but the match was lots of bells and whistles. They didn't really have a good match. They had an interference match and a foreign objects match. And I know you could make a good match out of that, but to me, it was a real disappointment. And Wagner himself, since he lost his mask, should have been the babyface turn following losing his mask on national TV should have been great, and it hasn't taken at all.
Man, bad news for the Hall of Fame?
I would say after what I have seen in the last 6 months, I'd be very surprised if the eligible electorate for the Mexico votes ever puts him in. He's really taken, it's almost like Místico and Sin Cara, although you could say it's even more so because at least, you know, Místico made it to WWE, which very few people ever do, and was given a chance, and he blew it, but he was given a chance. Whereas Wagner has just, it's just like the air has gone out of a balloon.
He seemed so over when he first lost that mask.
He was. But I don't like his character. I don't like his gimmick with the fur coat and the beautifully coiffed hair and stuff like that. I think it's all the wrong gimmick for what his fandom was. He was the tough guy who could do every technical move in the book, and now he's not neither tough nor doing, as he gets older, all the technical stuff.
Person here, by the way, go ahead, Mike.
I would say, just when it comes to the Hall of Fame, because people talk about how hard it is for announcers or people, non-wrestlers, to get into the Hall of Fame, even though you get five votes, it would seem like it's easy. It seems like the second toughest thing, maybe outside of getting Big Daddy into the Hall of Fame, is having everybody kind of get together on a Lucha candidate. And is there going to be anybody, and is there a reason behind that? Because I'm not that clued into the Lucha culture and some of the bandying about that takes place, so I don't know if you are or not. I would assume that people look to you for some advice. So, like, how exactly does it kind of go down?
Yeah, there are three brief and very brief answers on that. One is there are a lot of strong candidates, and sometimes people will just want to vote for the one or two to try and make a point. So they just want to vote for, like, Park and Wagner, and they don't vote for anybody else because they just want, you know, just want to, those two to go in first. So the others suffer. The large number of candidates could be splitting the vote, and that you get people who are you know, just not going to vote all 10, vote for 10 candidates, and will split their vote. And then the third thing, and the thing that does come up, is that a lot of these people are either still working or are just recently still working, and they are known personally to a lot of the electorate. And there could be reasons, and I suspect there are reasons for two or three of them, as to why the fact that the voters know who they are may be that they would not vote for them, because there are a lot of people who tend to burn there are some candidates who tend to burn their bridges.
I find that hard to believe. And are you kidding me?
And leave behind a bad taste in people's mouths, and they might say, "I don't care what kind of career you had, I'm never going to vote for you." Which, if that were,
that's kind of lame, though. I mean, if you've got a Hall of Fame career and you're a voter, like your job is to say whether someone was a Hall of Famer or not based on the criteria, not whether or not they burned a bridge.
Well, but they may have burned a bridge with the voter. They may have just, I mean, they may be, the voter may be so incensed at L.A. Park or Wagner, they're just not going to vote for him ever.
So would you be saying perhaps that one of the, without mentioning names, perhaps there's a promoter that's on the electorate?
It's possible. Oftentimes in the Observer Hall of Fame balloting, it's a commentary on the electorate as much as it's a commentary on the candidates.
Somebody owes somebody some folding money.
Mm. Not good.
Well, but also, it's just, I mean, the electorate 20 years ago is not, I was part of it and I'm part of it now. And the electorate 20 years ago was an entirely different block of people and thinking than the electorate is now. But for what I just said for cause three, that would help. I should help Villano 3 and Blue Panther, because they have nothing but sterling reputations, personally and professionally, wherever they go. So if number three is the case to hurt some candidates, there's two candidates that specifically should help.
All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another
your company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Dr. Vlooch is here, and he's telling us what's in the new issue of Figure Four Weekly coming up.
In the issue that's just coming out now, we review in greater detail the AAA pay-per-view, and the AAA mega show, I should say. And a better, even more in-depth preview of the Dia de Muertos Dragging Losers to Hell card CMLL is doing Friday night. For next week, there's a big story breaking with AAA and Facebook Watch as AAA investigates how to expand its audience into new media, and I'm going to have that as part of the next issue.
That's right. The Figure Four Weekly is available with your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. It is free with your subscription, so if you're signing up to get the radio shows, guess what? You also get the Observer and the Figure Four newsletters and back issues. So for just $10.99, you can get everything that we talk about here on the show all the time. We've got newsletters, thousands of Observers, thousands of Figure Four Weeklies, new Figure Four with Dr. Lucha every week, new Wrestling Observer newsletter every week. Three new radio shows coming up on your average day, including today. Sometimes two, won't lie, but often three. Myself and Filthy Tom later on today, and then myself and Dave Meltzer later on tonight. So three shows going up today. They all go into the archives. 9,500 shows in the archives, so check those out at WrestlingObserver.com. Steve's here most every week talking Lucha. I want to thank you as always, Steve, and of course, Mike, everybody in the studio, callers and listeners. We're out of time, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live.